Hi, my name is Arjun, and these are first-hand events of the Sri Lanka July Day burnings. July 1984 was a terrible time in Sri Lanka. The people of Sri Lanka were victimized of a brutal civil war, but before I explain what happened, I must tell you the circumstances that led up to this event. Sri Lanka, at the time, had two opposing ethnic groups, the Sinhalese and the Tamilians. The Tamilians were a minority in the society, and a group of people called the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Alma were speaking out for land for their people. The Liberation Tigers of Tamil Ila, in 1983, killed 13 soldiers, causing riots that took the lives of 2,500 Tamils. During these riots, Tamilese houses were raided, burned down, and killed. Today, we are a survivor of this horrible event, my own mother, Shyamala Muthuraja. Brought to you by Time Waster. This only exists to waste your time. Here at Time Waster, we make 30-second, very skippable ads. Okay, enough of that. Fine, I'll skip the ad. But before we start, we have a disclaimer.
Beware, the topic of today's podcast is not for the faint of heart. Listening discretion is advised.
So, Amma, how was your Mother's Day today?
Very good. I had enjoyed.
Nice to see in your voice. Anyway, so, when you were younger, you used to live in Sri Lanka, right?
Yeah.
So, but why did you move?
We had a riot, and our house was destroyed, so I moved to India to finish my studies.
Okay. So my question is, why did the violence start then?
Because there was a communal riot between the Tamils and Sinhalese. Sinhalese were the majority, Tamils were the minority. So minority wanted more, rights. So that's why we had a big fight.
So has this been going on? As a kid, did you know this was going to happen?
Not where I used to live. I used to live in the capital. So we never had these problems. Usually all the problems were happening in the northern country.
Did you think it was like one of those things where you just heard about it and then never think it would have happened to you?
Yeah. Okay. Because all the fightings were in the north side of the country.
Do you know that 1,000 people, like over 1,000 people, fled the country with you?
Yes.
How did you feel about when you learned about everyone who left?
It was sad because I used to like the country. It was a very beautiful country. I was young also.
What was something you missed tremendously when you left?
My home.
Like, what specifically in your home?
Just my home and my life there, because I used to do dance classes and everything, so all my life, the whole thing has gone.
Did your family have nothing left, or were you able to, like, come back?
No, the house was total, nobody, we couldn't get anything from the house. My father was working in Bahrain, so we had to go to Bahrain, and we restarted again.
Got it. Who came on you with this, on this journey of moving?
My mother, myself, sister, brother. My father was in Bahrain.
Got it. So, give me one second. The war started and lasted 26 years, and it finally ended in 2009. 1,000 people were killed, and 700,000 were expelled. No one was punished, however, for the July Mad Day burnings. Were you one of the families that were hit by the July Mad Day burnings?
When was it? 1983?
Yeah, 1983.
Yes.
Are you angry that no one was being punished for this time, for like these acts, for their actions?
It was hard to punish because they had a curfew, and then only the looting started. The people who looted were all from different places. It was so many people, so it was very hard. It was a well-targeted one, and it was hard for anybody to catch anybody. It's like the whole village or whole town was trying to loot everybody else.
Okay.
And there were a lot of killing, looting, hurting people. Everything was happening. So I had to go to a refugee camp. We had to walk actually in the night, hidden, and then in the morning we were taken to a refugee camp. That's where my father saw us and took us to his house. He was in Singhalis.
Okay. I have a question. Did you blame the liberation tigers of Tamil Alama for their actions, because of their actions of killing 13 soldiers that caused the riot?
No. Because this was a well-planned one, and I think it was like they were waiting for a chance to hit the Tamilians in Colombo.
So you think it was like World War II, it was just going
to
happen?
It was going to happen sometimes. That was the key that started it.
Do you think that the idea they had was to, when they wanted to split the nation into two, where they were going to rename the top hut Alama, do you think that was a good idea they could have done, or do you think it would have been better if Sri Lanka just stayed whole?
I don't know. I think it would be better, it was not better to divide the country, but have a separate state or something to acknowledge Tamilians, so that they can get all their... what they call rights, because Tamilians' rights were going off. That's why the problem started. So it would have been nice to have recognitions and Tamilian rights a little bit more.
Were any of your friends or family members in you were attacked or injured? Or can I not ask this question?
No, that's okay. You can ask. In our road, I think there were 8 houses. Only all the 8 houses were burnt. Our house didn't burn fully, because there was another Sinhalese house close to it, so they looted our house. The rest of the houses were burnt. A lot of my friends were displaced. Yes, we lost a lot.
Do you feel good that you may have started over? Because, I mean, some people like to start over.
No.
Now you hated it?
I hated it because I had to go to a different country to do my education, to continue my education. I had to restart all my life. No, I was not happy.
Do you ever think you're going to return to Sri Lanka? Just like in the past, did you ever think you were going to return to live there?
I don't think we had. My mother didn't want to go back after losing the house and everything. So I definitely knew that we are not going to go back.
So how did you go to India? Like, did you take, you told me you went to a refugee camp. Did you go from there or like a long time afterwards?
No, in the refugee camp, we were there for about 4 days. And then one of my father's friend, who is a Sinhalese, he started going to each refugee camp searching for us. And he found us in this particular refugee camp and he took us to his house. And luckily we had our passports with us, and so my father sent the ticket and we went to Bahrain. And from Bahrain, after 3 months, we went to India to study.
How long did it take for you and your family to, like, calm down after the attack? Or did it just, like, never calm down?
I don't know. It was not I don't know. I think we were young, too young, and we just flew with the...
We just flew with the bullet.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for your time, Emma.
Thank you, Becca.
After talking and researching about this event, I realized that my mother was very lucky to be alive and unharmed by the attack. I'm deeply happy that my mother survived these attacks and was unscathed. Even though her home was gone and she was moving to a new home, she decided to finish her medical studies and become a nurse for a while. In more recent times, my mother has become a realtor. It is important to remember these tragic events in order to prevent them in the future. War is a terrible time where lives could be ruined or even killed. However, after these events, the people that can pull themselves back together are the stronger than the rest. Before I go, I'd like to thank my mother, Shyamala Muthuraja, for her time today, reliving these tragic events. But before I go, I leave you with this question. What causes a minority to be declared war on by the majority?